My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 502 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys. Look, I've been away from podcasting for the last couple of days because my neck has been killing me. I woke up on, I think it was on Wednesday or something. My neck was stuck. Today's Sunday. And I mean, there were days, today was fine, but there were days where I didn't even know how I actually leave the bed because every time I was trying to get up, I could feel my neck cramp. And twice in my life, I had cervical contraction, it's called, and it's the worst thing you can have in the world. So just imagine your cervicals, you know, those muscles behind your neck, they cramp, all right? And they cramp if you move a millimeter. So anyway, a lot of like massages, going to see people, going to see chiropractors and stuff. Oh, it's a nightmare. Still sucks, still hurts, but you know, it's better than before. Okay, so that's why you haven't gotten your daily dose of the podcast. It's just that, yeah, I wasn't in a very good place at that moment. All right, so anyway, so for today, I wanted to talk to you about something that I'm realizing more and more, and that's actually very dear to me. And maybe a lot of you guys, it will help a lot of you guys overcome one of the main challenges that entrepreneurs have, have online, right? Like nowadays, there is stuff that will affect all entrepreneurs and it might be affecting you, okay? So how can I put that? So, here's the thing. So today, for some reason, because of where things are going, social media and stuff like that, and a little bit more spotlights on like entrepreneurs and like different lifestyles and stuff, you basically end up with this model and these constant solicitations of people on Instagram or Facebook or something. They're showing you, you know, their lifestyle and that they have a course and that they're well known and that they have students and all that kind of stuff. And you know that they're someone, okay? And that's the thing, you know, when you see this, you don't want to be a nobody. Okay, that's the reflex that everybody will have. You're like, ah, man, look at this guy. I mean, oh, look, they have that many people in their group. Oh, I need to do the same thing, right? And you feel like you have to do the same thing, even if it's not in you, okay? Even if you're a very private person, you somehow end up in some sort of spiral where you think that the only way for you to like achieve your goals and be happy and be able to earn a living is to become someone you're not and be someone that people know. So you have to be visible, okay? And I realized that I've fallen into that trap myself, you know? So I don't know how long you've been following me, but I have a few episodes now. But for example, one of the reasons why I have a podcast is just because I don't necessarily want to be on video and all that kind of stuff. You know, it fits me better, right? But if you've been following me from the beginning, you might have heard that it's just recently that people kind of like heard about me and know what I do and who I am and stuff. because I'm a very private person, man. I mean, you know, I like to do stuff from the shadows. Like, nobody knows who I am. Like, you know, for years. I mean, I met people here. And, well, still to this day, there are people who ask me, oh, you just got in the country? I'm like, no, I've been here 5 years, man. And I see a lot of entrepreneurs here who are all over the place. I mean, there is no way that you don't know that they work online. They were screaming that to everybody and blah, blah, blah. You can see how proud they are. And whereas me, I mean, some people, they have no idea what I do. And plus, I'm dressed very, very simply, you know, and some people just think I'm a bozo or something. Until they get introduced to someone I know who says, oh, well, this guy's the real deal, you know? So anyway, the thing is, my approach had always been, look, do your things in the shadows, enjoy your life, enjoy your privacy, and you'll be fine. Because that's one thing is, one of the rarest commodities now, it's not even a commodity, I think it's a necessity, is privacy, man. It's insane. I mean, it is insane how the world has been turned upside down, like basically flipped on its head. And now it is a crime. I remember, I noticed this girl who was complaining, saying, oh, why don't they post this on Instagram? It's because they have something to hide. And I'm like, no, it might be just because it's their private life. Yeah, but still, why don't you put it on Instagram? It's because you're hiding something. And I'm like, no, it's just freaking Instagram, right? And today, people have no sense of privacy, none whatsoever, right? You can know, you know, what's happening in everybody's, well, in everybody's fake life, because obviously what you see on social media is just like the highlight of the life, and very often it's not even the highlight, it's just something that's staged. You know, a lot of the scenes that you see, you know, these influencers who you see them in some hotel and then they're waking up and blah, they're not waking up. I mean, they're all dressed under the duvet and stuff, you know, all these photos. Everything is staged. And the problem is that today, because of these social networks, people have forgotten what privacy is. And to me, I mean, my privacy, I mean, for me is everything, you know, I love my privacy. But anyway, I've fallen victim to the trap as well. You know, I've realized that, I started doing more stuff and, you know, putting stuff on like Instagram and everything, not on my personal one. So if you see my personal Instagram, I haven't posted in like a year and a half, something like that. And so a friend of mine, she's starting a business, and she was like, oh yeah, but can you ask your girlfriend to give you some tips on Instagram and stuff? And I said, oh, I can help you out. And she was like, no, what do you mean you can help me out? You're the worst person to help me on Instagram, because I haven't posted anything in ages. But then when I basically told her and showed her what I was doing, I'm doing that professionally, right? I separate both, even though I am doing it, which is something that I really wasn't doing before. I'm still separating my professional and my private life, you know? Yeah, she was with me. She was like, dude, I didn't know you. I said, yeah, well, I have courses and stuff on Instagram. I used to have a lot of Instagram accounts, more than I can admit here on this podcast, you know? But yeah, you know, it's just fascinating. So for me, my private life is everything, okay? I protect it. And yeah, you know, recently I was like, oh, you know what? It's really not me, right? It's not for me. I'm not a show off. I'm not, oh, look at my days, look at my life and stuff. Me, the less people know about what I do and who I am and stuff, the better for me, right? So just leave me alone. So so recently, you know what? I was like, look, I'm putting too much emphasis on these things where I'm visible and blah, blah, blah. Look, I'm going back to the basics, man. I mean, what actually allowed me to have this lifestyle that I have is, dude, I have some businesses. You have no idea that I have those businesses. And I make more money on those businesses where people have no idea who I am. They don't know who's behind and stuff, than the other ones where, you know, I have to show my face and all that kind of stuff, you know? Yeah, it's funny, you know, I was listening to this book. It's called The Millionaire Next Door. It's a very, very, very good book. It's really cool. I finished it, today, actually. And so I recommend you read it, okay? It's very important for like for anything, even, you know, learning about, you know, it will basically break all the misconceptions and beliefs you have about millionaires and stuff. And it's going to teach you some valuable stuff on how to basically accumulate your wealth and make sure that you're set up for your old days. It's really, really good. But anyway, so in this book, you know, they were saying like, you know, people have the wrong idea about who the millionaires are, because you think that it's the people who are driving like the Ferraris and then you see on Instagram and they say, oh, look, I bought this, I bought that, blah, blah, blah. These people are not millionaires, man. You know, and even some high income earners are not millionaires because they spend more than they earn. Okay. But anyway, my point was that they were saying like these millionaires that, you know, nobody actually knows about, your neighbor could be a millionaire, to be honest. That's the title of the book. Are people who have like, I don't know, dry cleaning, like an auctioneer, people who have, I don't know, like a miners, you know, the coal mining thingy. What's the other one? The janitor service and stuff. So these guys who drive like a beat up van and you know, they're not like dressed with anything flashy. They don't buy new cars and stuff. These are the people who actually make the money, man. It just, you know, opened my eyes. I mean, naturally, I kind of like gravitated back to all these things that I'm doing in the background. I mean, because I do them in the background, they're automatic, right? I don't have to, you know, even record like a podcast or something like this. You know, I do record the podcast, not for business. It's just I love doing that. But for the rest, there is none of that stuff. I don't have to do that stuff. It brings me money, right? And fits with who I am as a person. So, you know, if you are one of these people who is like extroverted and you want, you know, you love social media, you want to post and it's natural to you, go ahead, right? If you are someone like me for whom it's not natural, please understand that you don't have to do this stuff, right? You don't. Like right now, again, as I said, the technology and the social media and stuff have you believe that, oh, you need to be well known and stuff. You know, when... even like, you know, having a course, having this, having that. I like, you know, doing courses because I like to help people. I like to teach them stuff, you know, and help them achieve their goals. But, you know, it, at some point it became important for me that people know that I have a course because it makes you someone, you know. Oh, you have a course? Are you teaching stuff to people? Oh, did you write a book? You know, it was, I don't know, somehow became not vital, or not that important, but you know, it's just flattering when you know, because it gives you some sort of status or something. And I realized that, dude, I don't need that stuff. You know, so if for whatever reason, I mean, you talk to me and you listen to this podcast, you go on my website and then you see a course there and you buy it, then yeah, good, you know. But the thing of me trying to put it out there, look, I have a course, I have this, I have that, it's something that I'm not going to do anymore because, yeah, you know, the other stuff that I do, I mean, trust me, it's wizardry, right? It's really sophisticated stuff. I love doing that stuff, you know, I love it, and no spotlight on me brings me passive income, and now I'm looking at, okay, how am I going to reorganize everything, you know? Because, you know, here's the thing. I'm glad I did this because, you know, this is the thing. In life, you need to test stuff, right? You can't just say, oh, I don't like it and blah, blah, blah. So I tested it, you know, and I saw that, you know, it's not something that's natural for me. And more importantly, I realized that it's not something you have to do, which I already knew. I don't know how I got sucked into this whole thing, but you don't have to do that shit. You really don't. I know people, I mean, there are some people, you've never heard of them. They will make millions of dollars, you know, every year. You've never heard of them. They're not plastered on Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of stuff, you know. But it's very, very easy to get sucked in that kind of stuff when, you know, you look at your feed, there's these people saying, oh, we're organizing a mastermind of this, and look, I have this course out, and look, oh, I have a group with that many people, and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, man, I want that too. But, dude, there are way better ways of doing that if you're like me, okay? So I'm not saying it's bad or anything. It really depends on the person. Just want you to understand that you have the option. It's an option. It's not an obligation, okay? Now I'm back to my old wizardry. And we had some big wins recently in the this week. Well, despite my neck being stuck and stuff, there's a lot of things that actually came alive like this this week, and it's going to be epic. It's really going to be epic for me. I'm just going to go back to laying low and stuff like that. Well, obviously, I'm still going to do the podcast. Because I love doing the podcast, and some of you guys love listening to the podcast, and I get some feedback from people like, oh, you know what, that really helps me and stuff, and that is very authentic. You know, I'm not going, that's the thing. I'm not here to lie to you and stuff like that. I'm telling you, look, there is this trap of, you have to be someone and you have to be visible and stuff. I fell for it, so I'm not going to say, oh no, it's just other people. No, I fell for it. Just being very honest and talking to a buddy of mine, So that's what I'm going to do now. And it's going to be a lot more in line with my life, and, full transparency. I'm actually going to start looking at more like investment strategies and stuff. So right now I'm buying a new piece of land, beautiful stuff, right? And it's it's in the hectares. Let me calculate how much, for you Americans, how much is an hectare and acres. Well, anyways, 2.2 hectares of land next to, on a beautiful island next to next to a cliff. Right, hectares to acres. So if I have 2.2, all right, 5.5 acres. All right, okay. Oh, okay, so it's 2.5. So I have to multiply by 2.5, something like that. Yeah, so that's the third piece of land that I buy on this island. So now I'll have, I don't know, how many acres do I have now? I have another 5.5, so that's 10. I have maybe like 13, 14 acres there. I'm going to slow down on like the real estate side. And I want to start looking into investing a little bit more in stocks and bonds and stuff. So, this is, it's not the flashy stuff. I'm not going to, go out and tell people, oh man, I'm an investor, blah, blah. These are the things, look, you invest, you live it there, and then, silently, you earn a living from that stuff. You don't have to be flashy and create courses and stuff like that, which, creating courses is cool, right? I'm saying, don't get me wrong, in order to work online, you need to be, people need to find you, right? What I'm saying is the extremes of Instagram, Facebook, blah, 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 that I see sometimes that I actually fell for, all right? So anyway, hopefully that makes sense. And I will see you guys in the next episode. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode, and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day. And it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.